the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
One of Springfield's claim to fame is being the birthplace of Route 66, the most famous highway in the U.S. One man who was instrumental in developing not only Route 66, but also Springfield and the Ozarks was John T. Woodruff. Besides serving as the first president of the U.S. 66 Highway Association, Woodruff dedicated his life to creating civic and regional development projects throughout Springfield and surrounding areas for four decades. However, his contribution seemed to be underappreciated or even forgotten. Thomas Peters, Missouri State University Dean of Library Services, is hoping to change that with his new book titled John T. Woodruff of Springfield, Missouri in the Ozarks, an encyclopedic biography. I'm Emily Yip. Peters is my guest today to discuss his book and why he chose to chronicle Woodruff's life.
He was a mover and shaker in Springfield for the first half of the 20th century. I initially found out about John T. Woodruff from the fact that Springfield was the birthplace of Route 66, and he was involved in the birth and development of Route 66. And I became frustrated that he wasn't mentioned much in the books about the birth and development of Route 66, and so I thought I'd investigate a little bit.
During his research, Peter says he became aware of and impressed by Woodruff's many achievements in the first half of the 20th century.
He was involved in a lot of things related to the growth and development of Springfield. He brought the Frisco West Maintenance Repair Shops here, which is about 3,000 jobs. He was involved in schools, the 4th State Normal School, which you now know as Missouri State University. He was in the buggy headed north on National Avenue when the site selection team was in town to select a site.
Peters shares some of the facts he found interesting about Woodruff.
He grew up in poverty in Crawford County, pretty much self-educated. He became an attorney, took the bar exam. Back then, taking the bar exam in the 1890s was he clerked with an attorney for about 9 months. The attorney thought he had talent and a bright future. So I think three attorneys came in, asked him some questions, and that was the bar exam. He took a job with the Frisco Railroad, became an attorney for the Frisco Railroad back when they were still in bankruptcy. They were in bankruptcy at the time, so he really took a chance taking a job with them. Lived in St. Louis. Didn't particularly like St. Louis, but then when he got to Springfield, 1904, so he was 36 years old. He was born in 68. Something clicked. It was the right town at the right time, and he was the right person. And he went on this 40-year whirlwind of civic engagement and activity. He eventually resigned from the Frisco in about 1909 just so he could devote his time to developing roads, hospitals, schools, the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Wood Arms Hotel, of course, the Woodruff Building, now known as Sky 11. He was really into regional development, and it was mainly about transportation, agriculture, and what we now would call the tourism industry.
It took Peters a couple of years to write the book, which involved many interviews, including one with Woodruff's grandson, who lives in Springfield. And why did he choose to write it in the encyclopedic format?
So, as I started to investigate Woodruff's life, I found out early in, and I still don't know for a fact, that his papers appear to have been lost. He must have had voluminous correspondence, but nobody knows what happened to his papers. So, as I investigated it, anything I could find out about him, I wanted to include in the biography. I got to the point where I had a lot of information. Some of it was just he bought 100 shares of stock in some local company that got started. That's all I knew about it. And I didn't want to throw stuff away just to make a nice narrative biography that we all know and love. So I decided to treat it more as an encyclopedic biography.
Peters hopes his book will inspire readers to understand and appreciate Woodruff's legacy to the Springfield and Ozarks community.
I think that Woodruff is worth remembering. He didn't put his name on many buildings. Initially, only the Woodruff Building was the only building he put his name on, now known as Sky 11. But he was really a person that made Springfield and the Ozarks what it is today. And he was a very proud Ozarker, lived all his life in the Ozarks, but he was very visionary.
The book is $18 and is available at the Paw Prints Bookstore in MSU's Plaster Student Union, History Museum on the Square's Gift Shop, and Real Haven Hotel. It can also be purchased by sending a check payable to Thomas A. Peters to Pie Supper Press, 2338 South Maryland Avenue, Springfield, Missouri, 65807. I'm Emily Yip. for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.